Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, you mentioned Nikki Haley, Julia Bornhuetter. That's how I say your name, Julia. I apologize if I didn't say it correctly. She says, my girlfriend, no, I'm not gay, wants Nikki over Trump. What the heck? And what can I say?
While we know constitutional carry is sweeping the nation, millions of Americans and even you courageous patriots out there, you Turley talkers, you're still stuck in blue or weak red states restricting your constitutional right to bear arms. Well, don't worry, gang. Countrywide concealed is probably the quickest way to get carrying legally in the majority of the United States. That's right. You won't just be able to carry in your state, but in 84% of the whole of the US of A. It's as quick as watching a video and taking a quiz. And thanks to Countrywide Concealed, your family is that much safer from a myriad of threats no matter where you go. Getting a concealed carry license has literally never been easier. So just click on that link below and join the millions of patriots who've taken back their rights and started carrying legally with Countrywide Concealed today. Well, she just may be a neocon, you know, so she just may buy into that paradigm where she just wants kind of that hardcore, you know, endless war sort of frame of reference, thinking that, you know, America is the sole superpower on the planet. We're unipolar. We're the centerpiece of the world, and we get to say how the world works. She may buy into that. You know, it's a globalism of the right, basically. The only other option is she doesn't really know who Nikki Haley is. And that's the problem with Nikki Haley. She's young, she's attractive, she's well-spoken. So when you poll for her, she actually polls very, very high. What we find out, though, is that the more voters learn about her, the more they find she's just, right, she's just Liz Cheney in three-inch heels, the more we learn about her, the more her polls implode. So she's totally on an artificial turf at this point. So it seems to me it's one of two things. Either she really, your girlfriend buys into the neocon paradigm, unipolar paradigm, which is a disaster because we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a multipolar world with multiple power centers. That's what the war in Ukraine is all about. It was Russia pushing back and saying, we are the hegemon in the Eurasian sphere of the world, not NATO. NATO does not dictate what happens here. Just like we push back against the Soviet Union in the Cuban Missile Crisis when Khrushchev tried to put missiles in our hegemon. We said, this is what's known as great power politics. There's always going to be a great power that rises up within a region that does not allow for any great power competitors. Every great power does that by definition. So Nikki Haley, so either your girlfriend thinks we're still living in a world we don't live anymore, but she really buys into that, or she just doesn't really know that much about Nikki Haley. So probe, see what which one she is. And if she really is into that kind of unipolar world, we need to push back Putin and so forth. You know, you could say, you know, that seems pretty dangerous. I think Vivek, you know, notice, you know, she didn't even know any of the provinces in Ukraine, like Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporozhye, Kherson, or that she thinks we need to go and rescue. You know, do you really want somebody like that sending 18-year-olds to fight? And you know, how long can we do that for? I mean, you know, the Taliban waited us out because their average age is 18, because they're having so many kids. Our average age is 38. They just waited us out for 20 years. They knew we'd eventually leave, and then they just filled the vacuum. We can't, that 1991 world, or that even that's just that 2001 world, just doesn't exist anymore. It's a very, very different world, and it requires much more an America First policy, both domestic and international, to navigate a multipolar world. And Nikki is not the person to do it. So you can approach it from different vantage points.
Well, you mentioned Vivek. Jeff Bates wants to know if you think that Vivek should have a place in Trump's cabinet.
Oh, sure. No, I don't. Again, I know some of you are like, I don't know about Vivek. You know, again, and you could be right. But right now, he's doing all the right things. He's doing it. He is running his campaign totally pro-Trump, but without being explicitly pro-Trump. And he's just saying, in effect, I could be a better Trump than Trump is. That's, in effect, what he's saying. Very, very different strategy than Ron DeSantis, who's trying, or Krispy Kreme Christie, who's trying to just bash Trump. Or he's saying with Nikki Haley as well. They're trying to bash Trump, and that's just not, obviously, that's not working. So I would love to see him head of the RNC, get rid of McDaniel, put in someone like Vivek. I think he's very tech savvy. He's young. He's brilliant. He understands social media. I think he understands get out the vote campaigns, which McDaniel obviously does not. So, no, I think I could see him in the RNC, or I could see him as possibly part of a Trump administration, because he certainly despises the deep state, and that's a good thing.
It's been interesting to watch him over the last few months, because initially the criticisms were that he was pro-vaccine, mm-hmm, and that he was critical of Trump, but he really has transformed, and I think this experience has been enlightening for him. And so I think even with John Fetterman, when I was doing some research, people were talking about how 6 years ago, he said that he was a progressive Democrat, but we can't use what people said years ago and compare them to what they're saying today, because
that was the argument against Trump in 2016.
Yeah,
I've had friends in my house look at me. I mean, real strong Republican activists, patriot activists, look at me straight in the eye and say, "I think Trump's a Hillary Clinton plant. I think they're guaranteeing that some progressive wins either Hillary or Trump." But so, I mean, and then of course he turns out to be the most far right threat to American democracy in human history. Right. So, yeah, I just think, but whenever I pushed him on that, they would go to some of his previous statements, but God writes, God draws straight lines with crooked sticks. Mm-hmm. So we're not expecting perfection. What we're expecting is somebody who's going to push America first. That's what we will. And again, it's America first. It's Sweden first. It's Netherlands first. Italy first. We are pushing a nationalist, populist, traditionalist world.
Mm-hmm. No, Vivek is great. I really think he's wonderful, and he's so pro Trump. His only reason for running is that he's younger than Trump.
yeah. And he was just at the AmFest. I see Susan said that he gave a great speech where he told Van Jones what he can do with his increasingly forced opinions. Van Jones has gotten a little bit ridiculous of late. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.